presentation de Mr. Herman McConiel. The last name is McConiel. Herman is the first name, H-E-R-M-A-N. His position and discussion. Number one, the patient has progressive deterioration of the kidney function. The serum creatinine has increased gradually and has reached 2 milligrams per cent without any... particular explanation. The patient maintains an estimated GFR of 32 mL per minute, and most importantly, the amount of protein that he passes is pretty close to normal. Used to be in the 600-700 milligrams per cent, milligrams per gram of creatinine. At this point, I don't know the clinical meaning of this deterioration of the kidney function. Number two, the patient continues to experience back pain. He was evaluated and was going to be treated with injections by Dr. Sonny, S-O-N-N-I. However, since the patient is anticoagulated, the patient was discussed with Dr. Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, who explained the risk of stopping the anticoagulant and the patient going into cardiovascular problems. The case has been canceled. Number three, in the evaluation of the low back pain, Dr. Sonny ordered a CT scan in which there are some calcifications, dilatations, aneurysms in the iliacs that made me think in the possibility of claudication as the reason for the low back pain and the leg pain. The patient states that he sees in sitting position, the pain is okay. The minute he stands up and starts walking, the pain is unbearable. He cannot do anything. And he even spoke about the willingness to not continue to live because of the a severe alteration in the quality of his life. With that in mind, I think that a referral to a vascular surgeon has to be done, and then get the opinion from Dr. Saka, S-A-A-K-A. The following number is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. The following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. Following number, suspected hypogonadism. We'll reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup.